This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. There's no way to fix this thing, really. You heard me talking to Walt Heyer in the last hour. Head over to his website, sexchangeregret.com, sexchangeregret.com. He's got all kinds of information on what happened to him, how he now, you know, he's now helping others deal with the same thing. You know, really, seriously. And he does it in a loving way. It's not a hateful way. Just because you're not, it's really funny. Like, if you believe that your kids are doing something wrong, if you truly believe they're doing something wrong, and you don't say anything to them, is that loving? Are you being loving and caring towards your children? If you have a friend or somebody you know that's doing something that might harm them or hurt them, are you really being a caring, loving person if you don't say anything? Now, I'm not saying you get up in their face, you know, and start going off on them. That's not the point here. But if they ask you for help, if they tell you they're depressed about something, they tell you they're having trouble working through something, why wouldn't you speak to them? Why wouldn't you help them understand? I'm just curious. I don't know why you wouldn't. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Well, California's out again. You know, they must have more money than they know what to do with around here. God forbid they help any of their actual people that live in the state. But California is the first in the nation, or was the first in the nation, to put a task force together to identify reparations for African Americans. Well, this group just voted Tuesday to limit eligibility to those who can trace their lineage, and after more than 6 hours of debate, they voted that only black Californians who can prove a direct lineage to enslaved ancestors will be eligible for the statewide and first in the nation initiative to address the harms and enduring legacy of slavery. There's only one problem here. Major problem, number one. California outlaws slavery in its constitution. All right? And I mean, seriously, that's how far back it goes. So if California looked the other way and allowed black slaves, or from what I understand in some of the history I've read about California, we had more Asian slaves than we had black slaves. Right? Seriously. So if you really want to help anybody out, and I'm not talking about the ones that Democrat President Roosevelt interned, put in cages, if you would. I'm talking about the ones that came here to help build the railroads, to help build up San Francisco and other places like that. If that's the case, right, then maybe they should do something for them. But why is it today's Californians are paying for that? Really? They should. I mean, they shouldn't have. Now, when you look at the history of California for slavery, there's almost no mention. Once you think about this, there's almost no mention of black slaves in California history. Right? I mean, California became a free state. Now, in colonial California, before it became a state, they did enslave. They did some bad people, if you would. Especially after the Spaniards got here. They did enslave the local Native Americans. Right? Indigenous Californians, whatever you want to call them. And then the Spanish introduced chattel slavery, right? So, again, you need to look these things up. You need to understand what you're saying. So how are you going to give, and why should Californians pay for it through their tax dollars? Why should they pay reparations for black families living here now who moved here from the South? Let the South pay all the reparations. They were the ones that allowed this to happen. They were the ones that fought to keep slavery. Matter of fact, I think only Democrats in the South or Southern Democrats should have to pay reparations. They wanted to keep slavery. They're the ones that fought for it. They're the ones that wanted to keep it around. Why are we being punished for it? Right? But I'm getting a kick out of this, frankly. That they're going to try to figure out what African Americans, you know, or free black persons, I don't know what that means, living in the U.S., before the end of the 19th century would be eligible for compensation. Task force voted, 5-3. Yes votes were cast by, well, anyway, members of the board. Yeah, you wouldn't know these people, neither would I, so it doesn't matter. And California Assembly Reginald Jones Sawyer voted against the limiting eligibility. Said there's no question the descendants of slaves are above priority. These people, they gotta fight. They need jobs. They need real jobs. Show me CD Hubs. Be back in a few minutes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and, as I always say, part of the solution. All right. Hey, let's just do, I'm going to do rapid fire stuff. I love it. You guys have thrown a bunch of stories at me, and I very much appreciate it. So, and again, get involved and get engaged. Get informed, get involved, get engaged. I mean, I could probably do this as a mantra, right? Get informed, get involved, get engaged. Get informed, get involved, get engaged. Get the information you need to make them look like fools. They say things, and you know who I'm talking about with they. They say things with such authority, you think it's real, you think it's true. And it isn't most of the time. No, really. We're talking about the California being the first in the nation to identify reparations for African Americans. And they voted Tuesday to limit the eligibility. Now, as I said earlier, The task force voted that only black Californians who could prove a direct lineage to enslaved ancestors would be eligible for statewide and first in the nation dollars here. But why should, again, I said it before, I'm going to say it again, why do we get nailed for paying for what the Southern Democrats did? Why? Let the Southern states pay reparations. Why does tax money from Californians have to go to that? Californians were smart enough, I guess, in the beginning to put it in their constitution that slavery was not acceptable in the state. It would be against the law. But yet they still have to pay for it. Right? Really? I would say, if anything, some people may deserve something. You know, people of Asian descent who were interned during the war. Really? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. A man's very blunt honesty got him in trouble. I don't see why, though. He says he won't date fat chicks. I'm just saying, right? He told a woman in no uncertain terms that they couldn't date because she is overweight. And that was online honesty she wasn't willing to put up with. Now, the funny thing about this shows you that medicine and the left has totally lost their minds. You can't talk about obesity because it's fat shaming. You shouldn't, and while they're promoting these, some of them are women, some of them are men. You know, I'm and fat, not ashamed. I'm not saying you should be ashamed about it. Some people have a medical condition that keeps them from losing weight. I get that. That's all we're talking about. We're talking about people that don't have any self-control. Like myself. There's a lot of things I shouldn't be eating or doing that I do. No self-control in certain areas. And I don't go get all wigged out with things of Messina. Man, you packed on 20, 30 pounds. What the heck happened to you? Right? I mean, seriously. Not that I don't know that already, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Now, while being overweight has been shown to negatively affect your attractiveness, how about your health, too? Regardless of gender, studies have shown that women face more scrutiny and respect than men do. A 2016 study by researchers at the University of Surrey in the UK set out to explore the relation between attractiveness body mass. Attractiveness, body mass. I don't, you know, the beauty's in the eye beholder. That is so true. Why are some men attracted to women with green eyes or blue eyes, whatever? I'm one of the. You're going to kill me for saying it, but I'm one of those guys. I'm wigged out by redheads. I don't go hide in a corner. But when I see a redheaded woman with, you know, like green eyes, it's just. I'm not saying they're ugly. That's not what I mean by this at all. It just wigs me out a little bit. So what? Now you're gonna come after me because I don't like. I'm not attracted to redheads with green eyes. We all have what we like and don't like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've never. When I saw the Twiggy type of models, right? And everybody go crazy over these. Why? There's nothing there. A strong wind would blow them away. Right? Yet I don't want to date the 600-pound woman that you see on that medical show. So am I a bad guy for that? Am I short-sighted? No, we should be allowed to love and go out with and date who we want. They were all attracted to different sizes. Look, I knew a guy that loved fat women. His words. Loved large, round women. God bless. See, God made somebody for everybody. As part of the research, men and women interviewers were tasked with scoring the attractiveness of a series of interviewees of both genders. What they found was that the female interviewers judged both men and women interviewees with high BMIs as less attractive. By contrast, the male interviewers were found to be much less harsh to interviewees of the same gender, The conclusion was that when it comes to beauty, overweight women face judgment from both sexes. Well, first of all, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this one too, but whatever. Women are vicious towards other women. Can we, ladies, nod your head right now? Because it's true. You guys rip each other apart for something a woman is wearing or what she looks like or the colors don't match or she's overdressed or underdressed or whatever. You do it all the time. So you're always critical of other women. Men are not critical of other men. We don't care. I mean, I don't hang around with a lot of gay guys. Maybe gay guys are a little different in that area. I don't know. But I know that us heterosexual guys sit around a table do not go, look at John wearing those tight pants. Who does he think he is? He's got nothing to show anyhow. We don't do that. So, given that context, it's no surprise to learn that, now, according to the National Eating Disorders Association, around 0.3% to 0.4% of young women in the U.S. will be suffering from anorexia. Well, see, this has got nothing to do with fat. No, really, because this is what they try to do. Well, you can't shame people, or you really shouldn't talk to people about their weight, because it makes the girls feel bad, yada, yada. No, that's not it. Look at the models that they see on TV. Look at the models they see in the magazines. You beat them up to believe that only that style, that look, that style is what men want. It's really funny. You know, if you go look, there's that music again. You go look, and we'll talk about this inside the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believe that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House live stream, President Biden said that America is in a new moment in the pandemic. Soon after, he got his second COVID-19 booster. Biden said his administration focused anti-COVID-19 efforts. On Tuesday, the FDA approved a second booster shot of either the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine or one offered by Moderna for those 50 and older and those with compromised immune systems. It was the slap heard around the world.
Oh, wow!
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that Will Smith was asked to leave Sunday's Oscar ceremony after he slapped comedian Chris Rock, but the actor refused to do so. He slapped him because Rock insulted his wife, who is suffering from a disease. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
See your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Right? I'm kind of being tongue-in-cheek, trying to be a little funny here, but not really. They're actually taking on, where is this article? MSN. Great. MSN is making a big deal of the fact that a man online told a woman that she was too, he said, to be blunt, you were just too large for me. He doesn't like dating overweight women. Why is this a news story? I'm giving it time to show you how asinine the people on the left can be. They want to tell you what to eat, what to put in your body, where to go to school, what you can learn, how you can learn it, and now who you can date. Or who you should date, I should say. Right? And you got to, I'm not going to go through it all over again. You know, but they try to say that the last comment that I was talking about was they're trying to blame the national eating disorders on the fact that men won't date large women. So the girls, you know, they become anorexic, which is not true. Look at the commercials on TV. Look at when they're selling clothes. Who's in those clothes? They're all a bunch of twiggies. And as I say, I would never. I mean, look, I'm happily married. I'm not going to date anybody. But even when I was dating, I don't want a twiggy. I never did. I'm Italian. That's scary looking. That needs some meat on the bones. You know what I'm saying? Get some more pasta in there. But I did notice, and some of you are going to go, that's what I said, but I don't care. I'll bring it up with Zoe tomorrow night. But I do notice that when you look at Hispanic or black videos and such, or even the publications, the women tend to be, I'll say, meatier. Larger on the backside, if you would. That doesn't mean anything. But you see more of that. And yet you look at these white publications, white-based videos, pasty white as I like to call them, and they're filled with twiggies. You know, and so be it. I mean, years ago, I guess it was back in the 40s, 50s, whatever, you know, meatier women, larger women, was a sign of beauty. back in the 1800s, the white, you know, we love golden skin, you got to get a suntan, all that stuff. Back in the 1800s, I mean, milky white skin was in. So everything is, it goes through cycles. Beauty truly is in the eye of the beholder. I told you, redheaded women with green eyes, not for me. I would never date somebody like that. And again, but plenty of guys would. Do you know what I'm saying? I know, I'm getting a lot of hate mail for those, but you don't even send it, because I start to read them, we get nasty, just throw them away. And if you put your name on it, I guess I will read it, and I'll read your name out too. I mean, in all sincerity, these different ethnicities are used to different things, are brought up different ways, appreciate or don't appreciate certain things. And I don't care who you are, you know, in certain generations, Irish folks wanted you married Irish. Italian folks wanted you marry Italian. There's just something about it. It doesn't make it right or wrong. Nobody should be telling you what you're attracted to, who you should be dating, and why. Nobody. Good, unless you want to go to North Korea, he'll pick a bride for you right there. But there's a lot of pressure placed on women today, according to the article. Right? This means that men should approach dating and what they look for in a partner differently. No! I have a right to look for a partner any way I want to. To date any way I want to. You know, it's funny. I was reading an article a couple of weeks ago. I decided not to do it in the show because it was just too detailed. But one of the things they talked about in the article was that women, I know, I'm blaming women, right? But it was now the norm to have sex on the first date. All right, it was much more normal to have sex on the first date. Forget about getting to know each other. You know, just have sex on the first date. And they were talking about it in such a fashion where you need to know if you guys can connect in that way. Well, I don't know about you, but shouldn't you connect emotionally first? Shouldn't you connect somewhat intellectually? Shouldn't you have the same basic values? You know what I'm saying here? So it's kind of like everybody has their own way of perceiving what reality. And then on top of all of this, they tell you not to objectify women. And a lot of the guys, especially the teenagers, you may be mad when I say this, but a lot of these guys, what are they looking for? The hormones are raging in both. And yet we're going to encourage it. Not a problem. You can always go to Planned Parenthood if something goes quote-unquote wrong. According to the Post, which has been upvoted over 13,000 times, a woman he was friends with recently asked him to start a relationship. However, he rejected her advances when she pressed him for a reason why. He initially held back, but, you know, she persisted. After 47,000 times she asked, he said, look, I told her pretty plainly that there's a lot of things I want to do with my life partner that I can't do with someone who's overweight. Now, hurt by his comment and took it personally. How are you not going to take it personally? If you're overweight and you know you're overweight and he doesn't want somebody overweight. Look, you know, again, I know you're tired of hearing this. You can't go hiking with somebody who's 300 pounds, right? No, seriously, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but if you're one of those guys that loves hiking, or one of those girls that likes hiking, it works both ways. If you're one of those women that loves to go out and be outside, do the hiking and all that, look at, what if somebody has extremely bad allergies, right, or bad legs or whatever, and I don't mean like bad-looking legs, I mean, you know, a problem with their legs. And you want to go out. You like being outside. You like being out in the summer or spring weather. You like to walk through all the flowers and such. That might be part of a decision why you wouldn't date somebody. They don't like being outside. Anyway, he said, I told her plainly that there was a lot of things I do want to do with my life partner, but I can't do it with somebody overweight. The man said she was hurt, but insisted to him that she could do anything any other woman could do. He disagreed it was impossible for her to do even some of the basic things that he had in mind, which didn't constitute anything to do with sex. But she asked, when he asked for an example, when he pushed, she, again, if you're going to push for an answer, ladies, or even guys, if you're going to push for an answer, then accept the, I mean, yeah, accept the answer. He said, I asked her to go for a light jog with me. We were in the parking lot. I jogged from the door to the sidewalk, and she couldn't make it that far. He proved his point. He had urged the woman, please, don't do this to me again. Are you hearing this? He cared enough for her to say, look, this is going to be a disaster. Let's not do this. Right? She started crying. She fell apart. She started crying. What are you supposed to do when they don't read? How about, I don't want to? How about that? I need an answer. No, you don't need an answer. I just don't want to. You know, you're not my type. Well, I can be your type. I mean, how desperate do we have to be here? It's not the way it works. Many on social media applauded him, his direct approach. Everyone's allowed to have standards. Right? Also, no is a complete sentence, and there's no need to just, and it's true. You know, we hear this all the time. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do with my body, you know, when it comes to abortion, right? All these things that we're told, we can't tell someone who to love, how to love, where to love. But they can. Oh, I'm loving this story. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'll hit a little bit more on it when we come back.
The World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am here to fight for you. Well, I'm trying anyway. Joe Mancini, it's always a pleasure having with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the, I mean, truly mean it. Be part of the solution. So get informed. Get engaged. Find out what's happening. You know, and take it to the next degree. No, I mean that sincerely. Take it to the next degree. God, I got so much I want to get through. I'm not gonna, but I'm gonna try like heck. Right? I mean, seriously, with everything that's going on and the seriousness of things going on in the world, we're having conversations. The news, MSNBC News is talking about some woman who was upset that a man said he would date her because she was overweight. And not, see, and here's the beauty. He didn't look at her and say, "You're fat and ugly. And I don't want anything to do with you." He looked at her and he didn't say anything about her looks. He said that her weight would keep him back from doing the things he wanted to do in life. Why is that wrong? Why is that bad? Now, most applauded his direct approach. He wasn't mean. He wasn't nasty. He was honest. He presented himself comfortably. You know, it's not his fault. It is not his fault. That's the other thing. If your feelings are hurt because somebody doesn't believe like you do, as an old friend of mine would say, get a helmet. put a helmet on. Because there's going to be a lot of things coming at you that you're not going to like, and you're not going to have control over. You know, these millennials and others coming in behind them. I was reading some articles about the economy and where we're going. And what young people we used to do. I remember, you know, a lot of them still living at home, living with groups of each other. They're not really making that big commitment for a house or a car or anything else. When inflation really starts to soar, when money really starts to get tight and things really get expensive, they're going to have a meltdown. Why can't they have that new iPhone? Why can't they have it? They're going to have a meltdown. Now, one person noted that while the man was not the bad guy, it was ultimately present in his response. It was tough for the woman, but it's tough for the guy, too. You try to let somebody down light, but you go, hey, look, you know what? Yeah, we just don't mesh. It's not a relationship for me. Then you should be able to shake hands and go, great. But no, she had to know why. And then she was going to prove to him that she could change for him when he already knew what his lifestyle was like. Now, another person offered a different perspective, writing, well, as someone who is bigger, I get it. If someone doesn't want to date me because I'm big, I understand we all have preferences. You tried to let her down easy, but she wouldn't stop. However, some wondered whether he might have been better off letting her down gently. Really? I'm sorry. How much gentler can you put it? You know, couldn't it stand it? I just don't see us like that. Why can't I just said that. Why can't we do that? Hey, I just don't click with you. You're a great person. I really like you. Got a great personality. You know, that's always a bad sign too, right? But the spark isn't there for me. And I don't want to work on getting a spark. You know, and there's plenty of guys who play that. Look at... Can we talk here? There were many men that are dogs and would have played that, got what they want, and said, yeah, I'm sorry, it ain't going to work. Right? I mean, it was that easy. Anyway. One person disagreed, writing, you have no obligation to date anyone or find them attractive. Not being into someone who's overweight is valid. But again, just the mere fact that this made a national news story, right, is ridiculous. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Trump, again, I'm telling you, even not as president, look at the wins he's having. The left won't agree. The left won't give in. There's no way they're going to give in to any of this, okay? But, you know, the FEC fined the DNC and the Clinton campaign. And at some point in time, they won't do it. I'm being kind of funny here. At some point in time, the left has to apologize to him. He's been right pretty much on 99% of this stuff so far. The Federal Election Commission is fining Hillary Clinton for her 216 presidential campaign and the DNC for campaign finance violations. Right? Trump said, hey, this is only the tip of the iceberg. He's right. There'll be a lot more that comes out with this. So, they failed to disclose that their payments for legal advice and services, you know what that was for, right? Yeah, the dossier. The law firm Perkins Coal was, in fact, a guise to hire numerous companies, all of whom are now named defendants in the lawsuit. God bless America. I'm just so happy that Trump's going after them. This stuff is going to stop. And the best way to hurt them is financially. They don't like that. You know, and if you're on the right and you have a lot of money, more than you know what to do with, this could be a lot of fun for you. The FEC has ruled that Hillary for America, Hillary's campaign, 2016 campaign committee, and the DNC violated campaign finance laws. It hit them with over $105,000 in fines. That's at the DNC level. $8,000 on Hillary for America. Yeah, not enough. Should have been $800,000. $80,000 anyway. Trump said this corruption is only beginning to be revealed. Right? You realize that by suing them, by going after them, there'll be deposition after deposition after deposition. I mean, I would, if I was him, and I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, I wouldn't even run for president again. I would be having so much fun making these people stay up all night long, being worried about what I'm going to do. It would be great. 2018, the Coolidge Reagan Foundation accused the Clinton machine of conspiring with foreigners in violation of both federal campaign finance law and basic decency to undermine Trump some more. The FEC complaint alleged that the DNC schemed with British national Christopher Steele to generate and disseminate the now infamous Steele dossier. The FEC found Hillary for America and the DNC misreported the purpose of certain disbursements, which ducked transparency for political gain. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. They can do whatever they want. Remember, with all this stuff, nobody's above the law. And I keep hearing that. I don't know who that was all about, right? This may well be the first time Hillary Clinton, evidently one of the most corrupt politicians in American history, has actually been held legally accountable for anything. About time the FEC did its job. The Coolidge Reagan Foundation proved that with pluck and grit, Americans standing with integrity can stand up to the Clinton machine and other corrupt policies. It's so true. You have to stay with it. You got to be like, you know, first of all, you got to be like a chihuahua nipping at somebody's heels. You never really give up. Take it on the big guy. You really don't care. Right? Come on. Seriously. Or you want to be like the bulldog with a bone, as we say. Never giving up. And you remember I talked about the making noise, right? The YouTube. We talked about this the other night, how YouTube pulled down the Pennsylvania gubernatorial forum because it violated their terms. No, they heard stuff they didn't want to hear is what happened. Right? They heard stuff that was calling them out for what they were doing wrong. That's what they heard. But they did it after the public outcry. Public outcry. You got on the case. Really that simple. YouTube reinstated the GOP Pennsylvania gubernatorial forum video after Michael Greer of the Pennsylvania Family Institute appeared on the Todd Starn show. Right? They got on there and they started pumping the media attention out. And after all the significant media attention, public criticism, YouTube has reversed its decision to remove the video. Now, as of last night, YouTube reinstated the video, emailed a brief apology, stated that they had made a mistake in blocking the video. YouTube had noted that Pennsylvania Family Institute on Sunday, March 27th, that it had removed the entire video on March 24th, which was moderated by Pennsylvania Family Institute President Michael Greer. Also, WPHT Philadelphia radio host Rick Zoll. Now, they never give you specifics. They go, you know, well, they didn't tell us why. Of course they didn't tell you why. Because, yeah, then they open themselves up to a lawsuit, number one. And number two is, it was an accident. I hit the wrong button. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, YouTube's misinformation policy is what they claim it violated, and that content that advances false claims, that widespread fraud, errors, or glitches, change the outcome of the U.S. 2020 presidential election is not allowed on YouTube. But you can't even discuss it either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes.